Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Stuck inside of Yamari. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, time to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And join the DMV zone, Mr. Barstool Nate. What up, Nate, dog? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up with you?
We're good, dude. We're good. We're settling into fall here. Trying to figure out where this Commanders thing is. Where are you, yeah, bud?
Look, I've said it once, I've said it a million times. With a healthy Jaden, this team can beat anybody on any given Sunday. With a unhealthy Jaden, with Jaden on the bench, this team is a bottom five roster in the league who needs a lot of help. Right now, we have an injured Jaden, and this team stinks. There is a lot of holes on this depth chart. There is a lot of bad schemes on the defense. There is a lot of bad going on with this football team right now that a great quarterback can sometimes mask, and Jaden is that great quarterback. But if he doesn't have any legs, this team's not going anywhere.
You know, I think that theory is starting to show some validity, frankly. The loss in Dallas was incredibly one-sided and incredibly disappointing.
I still think it's more than just a unhealthy Jaden. You need some more stuff to help Jaden out too.
Of course, I'm saying he's so good. It's he can mask all the faults across every other position. But when Marcus Mariota is, you know, doing circ sacks out there, and the defense is trying to cover CeeDee Lamb one on one with Bobby Wagner, a lot of bad things are going to happen. And I could talk about how bad this defense is for hours on end. I am so disappointed in not just the defense and Joe Witt Jr., but the lack of changes being made. I can't watch this team sit in a soft zone one more time without wanting to jump off the third floor roof. It's just insane how bad and soft and pathetic this defense is playing. Three takeaways so far this season. Let me list some teams with more takeaways. Every team besides the Jets has more takeaways. The Jacksonville Jaguars have 14. It's just Mikey has regressed so much. Lattimore, all he does is cardio until it's time to get a pass interference flag. Quan Martin, who you guys told me last week is good, is absolutely terrible. There is very, 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 very little good going on with this defense. And changes aren't being made, which says to me, Dan Quinn is saying, hey, Joe Witt Jr. is the best person in the world for this position. And I would argue that can't possibly be true.
I don't know that you can. I know they're not going to make changes like firing anybody right now, period.
It makes no sense to me, JP.
Okay. You can feel like I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just telling you it's not going to happen.
Right.
What B. Mitch has said, and I'm curious your thoughts. Quan had a bad game in Dallas, period. Not pretending he didn't. Quan has shown a lot over three seasons in Washington that I don't agree with you that he's not a good player. Lattimore, since he's arrived, last year was subpar. That was blamed on the injuries. This year, it's been largely subpar. There have been some good plays. Dak, the one throw to Pickens before they scored right before halftime, he was in coverage, just perfect ball, great catch. Sometimes that happens. But overall, Lattimore has been subpar. The explosive plays in the secondary continue to happen.
Too many.
Brian's contention, which we now have some empirical data to back up, if you're giving up the explosives, playing it largely conservatively, they are generally just sending four rushers on about 70% of the pass plays they've faced.
Yep.
Start blitzing. Try to do something differently.
Heat them up a little bit. Make them have to do things a lot quicker.
Where do you land on that? Because they're not going to fire Witt. I don't see DQ. One, I don't see DQ taking over calling the defense. I'm also not entirely sure how much of a difference that makes. He and Witt are basically in concert on how things are being called. I think you have to change up personnel or you got to change up strategy. Where do you land there?
Yeah, so if we're saying, I'm with you, if we're saying we're content with being 29th in yards allowed, 27th in pass defense, 23rd in total points allowed, and only three takeaways, and we're not getting rid of Joe Witt Jr., fine. I'm with you. It's ridiculous that we just don't even blitz. We don't get to the quarterback whatsoever. We don't even give these trash bag corners a chance to do anything because we're not getting in the quarterback's face. The only time we did was against Justin Herbert, and it worked. And then we come out against Dallas, and it's like they're playing one Mississippi, two Mississippi until they can even try to get at the quarterback. It is the most boring, vanilla, nothing defense we have ever seen. And we have seen some bad defenses. We have gone through it with our defenses. And this might be even more vanilla and wallpaper than the Jack Del Rio defenses and the ones before him. I cannot figure out for the life of me how they're not even trying to get to the quarterback. I know it's a personnel issue. I know that. We know that we didn't go out and get any sort of edge rusher in the offseason, and that was a big mistake. Bring the safety down. You know, try to just rush five instead of four. Do anything different, and they're not. And I think I speak for everybody listening that it has to change, because doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again and being 29th in total yards allowed – at this point in the season is so wildly unacceptable that you're right. If they're just going to be kumbaya and hold hands and walk into the sunset and say, we're not making any changes, you got to make something on the field happen.
Yeah, I agree with you totally, but it doesn't seem like nothing is going to change on the field in a drastic way. And where are you going to go with it? I mean, the personnel right now is basically what you have. The best thing you do is wish and hope and pray for some help to start coming here again.
Yeah, and it's tough because, you know, everybody goes, you're the oldest team in the league. Yeah, like Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, you know, Von Miller is 100 years old. They're running 5-4 40s out there. They can only do so much. So if our current defensive coordinator cannot scheme something up, I don't know, get in the lab and figure it out. If he can't do that, somebody else has to come in and do that because the status quo is not working.
Agreed on that. The status quo is not working. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Barstool Nate at Barstool Nate. Check out all his work at Barstool Sports. Defensively, the concern is on all three levels, especially with these injuries. Dorrance Armstrong was their best defensive player. Now he's gone for the year. Offensively, what are your concerns? Because they aren't moving the ball well, but what stands out to me is their inability to run the football.
Which was their best thing to do early on in the season.
Right.
And I don't necessarily agree that we can't run the football. I think every time Bill has the ball in his hands, if he's not fumbling, he's showing pop, is, you know, going down immediately to Dallas and having to throw the ball, having a Jaden, you know, not 100% healthy, isn't going to, you know, spark inspiration into the offense, and it has to Clifton has to change his game plan. And you know what? We're not making excuses. Let's just call it what it is. It's really hard to win games without your three starting wide receivers. And we can't gloss over that. You know, we can't turn Chris Moore, who I like, and I think he's stepping up and playing great. He's not a one, right? Like, we can't make Robbie Chosen you know, come off the bench, off the practice squad, and become a one. We're relying on these guys who aren't starting wide receivers in the NFL to be starting wide receivers in the NFL. It's the offense on paper, you know, with Debo and Terry, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. Unfortunately, as they say, the game's not played on paper, and the guys didn't even show up to Dallas because they're hurt. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to judge an offense when the entire wide receiver core is injured. And it's really hard to judge Jaden when he has a knee brace, you know, that looks like NASA had to make, and he's throwing the practice squad guys. So the offense, it makes sense that, you know, that they're not clicking. That makes sense. And we shouldn't really have expected them to come out, you know, with fire because Chris Moore and Robbie Chosen are the starters. So I give them a pass. It's the defense that I'm 1,000,000,000% mad at, not the offense.
I tend to agree with you. You know, I thought Jay Gruden said it really well when people were worried about Jaden. Not the injury, but he had some misses in that game against the Cowboys, and they had four active receivers. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I mean, Robbie Chosen wasn't on a roster last year. I believe Chris Moore wasn't on a roster last year. And then a third and a fourth round pick. What's your level of concern with some of these draft picks from last year not producing, whether it's opportunity or not? I mean, even like the Brandon Coleman thing, dude's been inactive now for 5 straight games. Last year, he started most of the season for you.
Yeah, so not great, obviously. Brandon Coleman has to be on the field. We don't know exactly the reason why that he's inactive. And
all right,
not even
stop. Why he has to be on the field?
What do you mean, why does he have to be on the field?
You say he has to be on the field. Why? Why you say that?
Well, I'm saying, like, you would hope that your starter from last year would get on the field in year two. I'm saying, like,
they move him to another
field
position, and it doesn't seem like it seems they have more confidence in the other guys than they do him.
Paul has been playing well, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
so
let me rephrase that, B. Mitch. I would like for him to be on the field. I would like to see him playing. I'm saying I would prefer him be on the field and playing. I prefer our draft picks pan out. You know, I want to see our guys get out there and show why they were drafted. You don't want your best player to be a seventh round running back to come out of the draft. I mean, I think Trey Amos is playing admirably for a second round rookie. And then, you know, Bill is doing Bill things. Jalen Lane, I think, can get there. I really like what he shows in flashes. He has to learn the NFL wide receiver position, which we know is tough to do we know it's tough for wide receivers to hop into the league and become great immediately. I think he has a lot of potential, though. Yeah. But yeah, like it'll take more than 2 drafts to rebuild this team. We know that this roster had a lot of holes and that Adam Peters traded some draft capital to plug those holes with veterans. And it'll take more than a couple draft classes to completely revamp this team. I'm choosing patience. I'm not, you know, yelling at the clouds, why aren't we back in the NFC Championship game this season? I think at the beginning of the season, we had this conversation and we all kind of agreed we shouldn't expect, you know, 13 wins every season. Things are going to happen. We're not going to get every bounce and avoid the injury bug every single season. And we're seeing it now. And I'm not overly worried. It'll take time. Dynasties aren't built in a day.
I think that is a mature kind of viewpoint.
Damn, about time he do something with you.
Out of here, B-Man.
What do you think happens over these next three games? These are difficult games at KC, then Seattle and Detroit at home.
It's really mean that they're making us go into Arrowhead on Monday Night Football. That's just a mean thing the NFL is making us do. They got to anti-flex that game so we can kind of just like get in, get out. You know, you expect Mahomes to drop a 40 burger on us. You can't really expect anything different. Our defense is bad. The Chiefs are clicking. We're probably gonna have Mariota as our quarterback. It's the worst possible scenario. I'm not, there's no reason to even stress about it. It's maybe this can be like that Colt McCoy Monday night game down in Dallas about a decade ago when we were terrible and we won that road game in Dallas and it was very, very, very fun. I don't really see that happening again. I'm not overly optimistic about this Monday night game, to put it mildly.
I mean, I get that. I think a lot of people probably share a similar viewpoint.
Yeah. But I've seen games just like that, and the team that you didn't expect to win wins.
And then it's immediate, you know, Sunday night versus Seattle. Maybe Jaden's back. I'll say it again. If Jaden plays, we can win any game. Without Jaden, I'm not very confident. It also doesn't help, you know, that Terry hasn't taken a snap since the Obama administration, it feels. So if we can get healthy and get our guys back on the field, if
not
Debo
even Biden,
can heal up,
Obama? That was,
yeah, no, I can't remember the last time Terry took a snap. And Buddy Baker, this is on you. I just want to make that clear. Buddy Baker does not get a pass for the football malpractice that he pulled. So I just want to remind everybody that Buddy Baker is the reason this season has gone down the toilet.
You got to stop that. That ain't true, man.
No, it's true.
It ain't
so
true.
Seattle next
Buddy
Sunday.
Buddy Baker don't play defense, and then Terry don't play defense.
And then Detroit the Sunday after that, and then maybe we win that Madrid game on November 16th versus Miami at 9:30 a.m. It's going to be a tough upcoming schedule for sure.
Yeah, dude, it does look tough. Let's be real. That said,
it looks daunting.
There's no rules that prevent them from winning.
They can.
Yeah,
rise to the occasion.
With a week of preparation, we've seen Mariota play good football. It's not like we have B-Mitch going in and trying to sling the rock. We have a good backup. So
I go in, we'll have a chance to win. You go in, there's no chance in hell.
B-Mitch, not joking. What could you run a sub 540 right now?
I could beat you.
I know that. I got 1 foot. But could you run a sub 540?
Is your foot still injured?
Yeah, definitely.
No, my foot's fine. My foot's fine. It's just an excuse I like to pull out.
He has a lot of excuses.
A lot of excuses.
Like, yeah. If I lose a game of Madden, I have a broken foot. How was I supposed to win? So, yeah.
You say
no,
that
my
poker,
good.
Too?
Yeah, when I'm making terrible folds at the poker table, it's like, my foot was acting up.
We just did a segment on this. I'm curious where you land. The Commanders went down to Dallas, got blown out.
Yep.
The Giants went out to Denver, had a big lead, and fell apart at the end. Who had the worst loss, do you think?
The Giants. The Giants have the worst coaching I think I've ever seen. They are – Dabble is so bad, and he inspires so little confidence in his team that I just cannot believe that he is still the head coach in New York. And, you know, this is New York. Like, this is – you're under the microscope. You're under pressure so much. And he, time and time and time and time again, has just lost games like this, like the Denver game. And I just can't believe he keeps getting a pass. The Giants are now 2-5. They're a very exciting team to watch now that they have the rookies, you know, firing on all cylinders. I just think they need to get a head coach. I hope they don't. I hope they keep you know, this coaching staff forever. But if they want to win games, they need to revamp this coaching staff. They are just losers, absolute losers.
Who are not losers are in action tonight. I know you're feeling, you're flying high about the Caps off to a hot start. They did have an ugly game over the weekend. Somebody was telling me apparently they lose weekend day games at an alarming rate.
Yeah, we shouldn't play before 3 p.m. We just don't wake up for those 12:30 games. It's kind of like
Ovi's out in Echo Stage the night before, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
How are we feeling about the Caps through six?
Yeah, no, it was a bad weekend for local sports, starting with your beloved Maryland Terrapins, who, yes.
Specific to locks. I'm a locks guy. I don't hide from that.
Yeah, no, they pay you under the table. I get it.
I get $0, I assure you.
I get it.
Who do you get? You want locks gone, who do you want?
This is the funniest / dumbest question that people say. Well, who are we going to replace him with? Find a guy. There are 128 D1 colleges with hungry young coaches from sea to shining sea. Good coaches come from somewhere. People want to give Locks a job for life because who else are we going to get? I don't know. Find the next guy.
Who you think? You name somebody.
Yeah, I'm asking.
So you've been yelling. How about you name somebody?
Look, I'm
give
not
me a name.
A head,
no, not,
B. Mitch. B. Mitch. I'm not a head college football head coaching guru.
But there you just said that, it's a dumb question when people ask who, then you tell me who.
My answer is go out and find him. That's what they're paid to do. You're not paid to win three games a season and then stand at the podium and say, oh, shucks, we'll get him next time. Loxley has proven he is not a good head coach at the D1 level.
Is it Loxley not being a good coach, or the Maryland has not did what other teams do to give him enough talent to go out there and win with?
Oh, he's been given ample opportunity. Ample.
Win.
There's a guy
the
up
last
in
three
Indiana
games
right
been
now.
Tough losses.
There's
tough
a guy
losses.
Up
they've
in Indiana
leads.
Right now who had a job right down the street, and Indiana plucked him out, and now Indiana is the best team in the nation.
And they Maryland lead in NIL, find, too.
Maryland can find the guy if they want to find the guy.
I do believe Maryland has a bottom five NIL position.
If they don't spend money, they're not going good. They're not going to get a legitimate coach, and they won't have legitimate talent. You can think what you wish. That's facts.
My counter to the Locks stuff. Locks is a superior recruiter that gets great players into Maryland and wants to be there. I don't want to get rid of Locks or some other retread like the Randy Edsall hire. And I think if you find some young hotshot, now granted, Cignetti is kind of a unicorn in that he was old, right? Like he was in his 60s and Indiana made that move. If Maryland finds a young hotshot, that it's just a stepping stone job. They just go somewhere else. The last 3 weeks have been brutal. I hear you on that. But at the same time,
brutal.
That's not true, dude. He won three straight bowl games.
Oh my God.
That's true.
I forgot that you are happy with winning seven games a season. You want to give him
what are your expectations for Maryland football, dude? Honestly, I'm asking.
My expectations are to be better than average, to be better than the status quo. Just because there's 700 bowl games and we go 4-5 in the Big Ten and they throw us into the Meineke Carr Bowl and we play against an Auburn team who benches every single starter doesn't make it a successful,
but
good season.
If I may, think about some of these much larger programs, much larger spends than Maryland, like Wisconsin, Auburn. Like these schools can't figure this out, and they just churn and burn, and it does them no good, and their budgets are like 4x what Maryland's spending.
Let me say
in Locks' tenure in Maryland, they won three straight bowls from 21 to 23.
Let me say this.
It's been brutal. They haven't closed out any of these wins the last 3 weeks. I get you that. But they're also with a freshman quarterback.
JP, winning against Towson and, you know, Montclair State in September and then going 17-43 in Big Ten conference play is not successful. You can make a bowl game by winning against terrible schools early, and then he loses every single, and that's not hyperbole, he loses every single important game after that. He is 17-43 in Big Ten conference play, and his head coaching for his career, his record is 39-70.
I don't care about what
happened. You want to give him a
State
contract for life. A 39-70 coach does not deserve a contract for life.
Nobody's suggesting a contract for life. If you come to me next week when we do this with
a list,
the guys you are interested in, I think that's a more relevant conversation.
I will have a list that will go on for 10 minutes because I will name every offensive and defensive coordinator at the D1 level.
And you better wish they're looking to come here.
Yo, the easiest thing to do is say fire the coach. The hardest thing to do is figure out the guy who's going to be better.
Well, it's not that hard to be better than 39-70.
Is his record at New Mexico State relevant whatsoever? I don't think so.
Okay, fine. His record at Maryland in Big Ten play is 17-43. Let's try to be better than that. Okay,
I agree with that.
Done.
Losing these last 3 weeks is brutal. I agree with that. You have opportunities for big marquee wins. You don't get it done. That is brutal. I'm agreeing with you there. We got to go.
1-8 last year, 1-3 so far this year. Bad.
Goodbye. You're such a pain in the ass. His name's Nate. Go.
He's your friend.
Google
he ain't
him.
My friend.
He drives
your friend.
Me nuts. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.